Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Test Talks, a podcast dedicated to all things test automation related. I'm your host, Joe, from joecolantonio.com. Today, we're talking with the new CEO of Sauce Labs, Charles Ramsey. But first, let's hear why Sauce Labs is so awesome. Today's episode is sponsored by Sauce Labs. Sauce Labs makes test automation awesome. Sauce's cloud-based Selenium Grid helps developers test web and mobile apps across more than 400 browser and OS platforms. Sauce also supports Appium and popular JavaScript unit testing frameworks and integrates with all the top programming languages, test frameworks, and CI systems. With built-in video recording, debugging tools, and secure tunneling for firewall testing, Sauce helps you ship better software faster. Sign up at saucelabs.com with promo code TESTTALKS14 and get 20 hours of automated testing for free. This is the 50th episode of Test Talks, and I cannot think of a better way to celebrate than have on the CEO of the Test Talks exclusive sponsor, Sauce Labs. Thanks to Sauce Labs, I'm able to keep the lights on here at the Test Talks studios and make it even better. So if you find any value in this show and you want to support Test Talks, be sure to head on over to saucelabs.com and check out all their awesome products and services. And now, let's hear it from the new CEO of Sauce Labs, Charles Ramsey, to find out why Sauce is boss. Check it out. Hey, Charles. Welcome to Test Talks.
Thanks, Joe. Nice to talk to you today.
So before we get started, can you just tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. I have been in the software industry for a number of years, quite a few years. Started my career with IBM, then went to work for Ziff Davis, kind of took a segue away from the software business. Spent 5 or 6 years working my way to a VP of sales role with Ziff, then went back to the software industry with Quest Software, was part of the exec team there. I spent a number of years with Quest Software, had a number of really great roles with them, was part of the exec team. We took the company public. I left Quest in 2004, went to work for JMI Equity, and had a number of interesting assignments as a venture partner. Worked for ConfigureSoft and ServiceNow and a number of great companies. Then went back to work for Quest in Austin, Texas, running a private cloud that they had made an acquisition of, Sergient. So I got to know that part of the business. Then ended up running worldwide sales for Quest. We were acquired by Dell. And I left in 2014, moved to Kauai to have a little bit of time away, and pretty quickly realized that I wanted to get back into the business. Made a connection with Toba Capital, who I've known for a while, and they gave me the opportunity to look at a couple of companies. One of them was Sauce Labs. And of the companies that I looked at, Sauce certainly had the capability and the kind of DNA that I'm looking for. It's a small, fast-growing company where there is a transitory market, which is always interesting. And that transitory market, along with the changes in the way people do development from legacy waterfall to agile, plus the fact that the application is essentially the business now for a lot of companies, is just creating a tremendous amount of opportunity for all of us, both in the testing space and in the continuous integration and CD space. So it all just looked like an opportunity for me that was too good to give up. I came on as the chief revenue officer in February, and the day that I came on board, they made the announcement that they were looking for a CEO. I wrote to the board and let them know that was really my job. And so we went through a whole Heinrich and Struggles process where there were 10 of us in the interviewing queue, and I eventually managed to get this job, and I'm extremely enthusiastic for many of the reasons that I just described and many others.
Awesome. So first, congratulations on your new gig as CEO of Sauce Labs.
Thank you.
Out of the 10 people that they were interviewing, why do you think they chose you as the CEO?
Well, I certainly had a leg up given that I was already on board. And the interesting story on Sauce Labs is that they have been extremely successful despite the fact that there really has not been a CEO here for 2 years, basically. There was no VP of marketing. Jim Cerna is the CFO, and he was acting as the CEO. And Steve Hazel, who was a co-founder, was acting as the VP of technology. So there was not a lot of leadership. And when I showed up, I guess if I have a skill, it's to help rally the troops. I've done that in a number of occasions in my past. And so I think that the team was hungry for leadership and direction. And that's what I'm bringing to the table. And we're doing great.
The biggest question I always get asked by people is, what is Sauce Labs? And sometimes it's hard to explain. So how would you explain what Sauce Labs does to someone that is not technical? Say, a family member asks you, hey, what do you do at Sauce Labs? What does Sauce Labs do?
Yeah. Well, it does something very important, and that is it allows developers and QA testers to test against very complex environments in a cloud so that they don't have to set up that infrastructure on their own premise. And the thing that is making it incredibly important is that as more and more device types, more and more operating systems, and just the environments continue to get increasingly complex, a company's ability to maintain that environment becomes overly consumptive of time, energy, and money. And so we take all of that away from them. So all they need to do is concentrate on writing great code, developing the Selenium tests that will exercise that, and then running them through our cloud infrastructure. The thing that it does that's so incredibly important is accelerate the time from when a portion of code is written to when it is in the hands of their constituents. And if the application is the business, and if we think about Salesforce as an example, their ability to get new code into the hands of their constituency is their competitive advantage. And so what we are doing is helping them accelerate their product to their customer. It's as if we were a manufacturing process for a car manufacturer, and you know, we put Teflon on the rails and we help them get that product to their customer much more efficiently, more cost effectively, and much more rapidly.
You know, I definitely agree. Sauce Labs is so easy to use, especially compared to what I was doing before. So in a script, all I need to do is just declare what environments I want to run against. And I just run my script and the environment's there. It's set up. It's configured. I don't have to maintain it. It saves a ton of time. So it's a great, great service I think you offer.
Yes. Thank you. Pretty enthusiastic about it.
So along those lines, why do you think Sauce Labs stands out among your competitors? Because I think more and more people are actually jumping into the space. So what do you think separates Sauce Labs from the other companies that offer similar products or services?
Well, Joe, that's a great question. And it is one that we are thinking about quite a bit. So we had the advantage of being a first mover. And you know, the way that the company was formed, it was almost serendipitous. And the founder was actually working on Selenium and then realized that there was a commercial product that could be created in enabling users to be more effective with their Selenium tests, making them commercial. So it started out that way, and the market essentially pulled us along. Now what we are doing is investigating how we take the next step and what the next step looks like. And I really don't want to share a lot of that, but we have some tremendous ideas, and they really are around making the environment, both for web and mobile testing, significantly more closely aligned with how customers think about and deploy their CI stack. And there's a lot of work that we can do there. Everything that we're doing is very difficult. And I appreciate that because we had some products at Quest in my history where we solve extremely difficult problems in unique ways that help customers take advantage of, in that case, Microsoft and Oracle infrastructure, and really leverage the investment that they had made there. So I believe that we are doing a number of those same kinds of things here so that our customers will better leverage the change that they are going through as they move from waterfall to agile and what that means and all of the infrastructure around that. Nobody is really stitching it together for the customer. And I believe that I know that we have some plans in place that are going to make that a much better reality as time moves forward. And I kind of want to leave it there.
Okay.
It's really good stuff. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too soon, but I'm very enthusiastic about we have a couple of skunk work projects going on within the company, and they're super fun. It's a very exciting time.
Awesome. I guess that was actually one of my questions. I was going to ask, what some of the trends you see in testing or development space that you think that Sauce Labs will be well suited to handle? Are there any trends you see that you think are going to be big that people are going to need a service like Sauce Labs to help them with?
Yeah, going back to my earlier comments, the area where I believe we are going to serve our customers most effectively is at the enterprise level. And that is where there are significant numbers of teams with very large development projects that are business critical, and where they need to wean themselves off of a legacy environment and start taking advantage of modern agile development techniques. And we sit in a very critical slice in the whole CI infrastructure, but it's a very important one, and it's really important when you think about the time to deliver product to the customer. And, testing really changes the dynamic in terms of acceleration. But I think more and more of the, large enterprises that have used a legacy set of technologies for years are going to make that big, and many of them already are, going to make that big transition to Agile. And it is a big transition, and because the environment is rather fluid, they're going to need some help. And I want to suggest that we're going to be in a position to assist them as they move their teams from one development methodology and infrastructure to another. And, I've been making a lot of calls on customers, and I hear a consistent refrain that they want our help, because we have in this company some real experts that can impart knowledge to them and accelerate that transition from legacy to a new paradigm to improve the speed and quality of their deliverables to their customers.
I think that's such a great vision, because I work for a very, very large enterprise, and I was involved in the shift left to more agile practices, and it's such a difficult problem because you have teams trying to get ready with CI, and you have them spread out across the globe, so everyone has their own environment set up. Not everyone's sharing information, but when you have a service like Sauce Labs, it kind of almost makes it like it's a standard that everyone can then follow, and you don't have to worry about that piece. So I think it saves people a lot of headaches and a lot of time, and you can ramp up rather quickly rather than have to invest in a whole infrastructure. That why do that when you can have a company that already does that, already has things in place, and already has a successful record with it?
Just to carry this a little bit further, Joe, I believe that there is a true opportunity for us to extend into areas where we haven't historically been to help our customers even more. And, the challenges that they're having with testing are also true in other areas within CI. And, we're not going to become a one-stop shop. That isn't our plan. Our plan is to be really excellent at helping our customers manage their test infrastructure and be very successful there. But there are ways that we can do that that actually will help some of the other partners and vendors that service the whole CI infrastructure. So we're looking at a number of areas where we can really leverage the skills that we have on our development side to help customers accelerate their ability to get products out.
So now, you said you spoke to a bunch of customers when you first got the new gig. Is there one or two things that really stood out to you that customers really need? Like, is there one thing that you think if there was a solution for, you know, are there a few common issues that you see over and over again with different companies that you talk with that they're struggling with the development and testing efforts?
Yes, and it's right back to what we were just talking about. Consistently, what I am told is we are making this transition from a legacy environment to Agile, and what we really need from a vendor, and it could be Sauce Labs or it could be Travis or any other, we need help in architecting a great environment for our business. And there's a lot there, but it's a big opportunity. And we are realizing that we need to take that very seriously. Historically, our product was download and go, and it still remains that way. You can come to our website and self-serve, download the product, and if you are sophisticated with Selenium script generation and you know how to integrate us, you can do very well on your own. But increasingly what I believe is that we need to help our customers be effective out of the box and speed that time to value. And that is an area where I'm investing in this business so that I take my customers very seriously. I'm customer empathetic, and I want them to feel like they have somebody on their side that is going to help them be successful both in the short and the long term. And by the short term, I mean they can get up and get testing quickly. In the long term, how do we help them really continue to execute excellence in the whole Agile development area? And it, you know, it's a journey. It's not just a one fixed thing. And so customers are really asking us to help there. And the other thing that has been so great out of the calls that I've had with customers is they know we're building software. And software, by its nature, has challenges. And, you know, we have our fair share, and we're working hard to overcome the challenges that we know that we need to address and that our customers are telling us we need to address. But almost 100% of the time, I've had our customers tell me, and I've been calling on customers, we need you guys to be successful. We really appreciate what it is that you do, and you are helping us help us more. And that, to me, as a company leader, is music. I mean, that is exactly what you want to hear.
Awesome. So I guess my next question is more about culture almost. It seems like you're growing and expanding so quickly. And so one of the things I think that attracted me to Sauce Labs early on is they seem to be more focused towards open source and really towards the developer tester. And the only thing I would be afraid of is something what HP did when they acquired Mercury. Mercury was really focused on the user, the developer, the tester, and then all of a sudden they became this big enterprise company, and you know, they started not talking to the testers and developers, going to the people that actually write the checks, and so the culture actually changed. How do you keep the what I think is almost like a startup vibe you have there, but also be able to service the enterprise and not forget about the, you know, the hardcore developer tester that really just loves the product and coding and using it?
I really appreciate your asking me that question. And it is really important that you and your audience understand that when I talk about the enterprise, I'm not talking about ever going away from our user. The engineer, the developer, the QA tester is the customer of our product. And they own our success. And I absolutely 100% understand that. One of the things that is happening, however, is that in larger companies, there are pockets of users that come together, and out of efficiency, both in terms of buying power, training, consistency across development teams, communication flow, there is a benefit in them pooling their buy of our product for all of those reasons. And so when I talk about an enterprise, and by the way, an enterprise doesn't mean Fortune 100 to me. An enterprise is any company where there is a user population, and as you know, we sell to individuals through self-service, but I do need to have for enterprise where they need it, a means of getting them up and successful across the organization. And an enterprise can be any size company. And if you look, quite frankly, if you look at everything from Salesforce, which is huge and they're an enterprise, to Lyft or Splunk or any of our other prospects and customers, there can be a small group of engineers that want help coming up to speed. And for me, I want to treat those as an enterprise just the way I treat Salesforce.com as an enterprise. So it's all about the user community. The users are the people that we spend our time with. But at certain points, there is efficiency that can be gained by having a program to help what I'm calling an enterprise, and it's just a very loose term, come up to speed more effectively across groups of users. So I appreciate that question. My organization is very focused on making sure that we do not lose contact with our customer, and our customer is the developer QA tester and the folks that hands-on use the product every day. So I'm reminded of that all the time.
Awesome. That's great to hear, because I really think your brand can really have some sauce fanatics. So I think that's a good thing, and I think that's what you want. And also, I understand you need to be able to service different kinds of companies and different types of users, but it sounds like you're still going to keep the focus on every user and not just focus on go for the big fish. It's going to be across the board.
I'm really not going to be interested in having an organization that is talking to the folks that have responsibility for making big software acquisitions until the user community goes to them and says, this is something that we need to use across the organization. That is how you build a solid software foundation, and I'm very sensitive to that.
And that's a great point. That's actually the company I work for. That's how it started, with the proof of concept. The users, we have multiple teams across the globe, and we have a center of excellence. And the center of excellence, again, all these requests from all these different teams asking about Sauce Labs. So I think that's a great point. It started from the user base, and then it bubbled up to the higher management. And I think that usually works out really well when it's not coming from up high from downward, but from downward upward almost.
Yeah, if you push from the top down, a product or a service that the users don't want to use, they reject it.
Yes.
And I get it. Yep.
Cool. It sounds like you said, Sauce Labs for a couple of years really didn't have a hardcore direction per se. So what's your leadership style like? How do you step into a situation like that and say, okay, now here's my vision, and how do you get buy-in for that?
Yeah, it's super easy from the perspective that I'm not a technologist, but I understand how technology can apply to business solutions and issues. So the thing that makes it easiest here is that there is such a clear opportunity in front of us, number one. Number two, we have these incredibly smart people in the organization that have been really wanting somebody to come in and help them get a focus on a goal. And we had 25 different development projects underway here for 2015, and we have consolidated that down to around 5 or 6. And, you know, the great thing there for the development community at Sauce is that they get wins. They get to get product out the door that has real focus and real value to our customers, and they get wins. So that is an example of using focus to help a team come together and rally. And I tell everybody this, and of course it'll sound funny on your podcast, this is the funnest job I've ever had in my career, by far. I mean, I walk to work and I'm so excited to get in here every day. And great team, smart people, they just needed a focus. They needed something to rally around, and it was easy to define that. And now we just are executing like crazy to get that moving forward. So it's just, you know, it's sort of intuitive. I guess certain people have skills, and my skill is to find the focus and help people rally. And that's what I'm attempting to do, and it seems to be working.
Awesome. Yeah, it does seem like a really great company, a fun company. You know, I've never been there. I've only spoken to a few employees, but it really shines through with everyone I've spoken with. So I really dig Sauce Lab. So
it's super fun. Right. It's really, San Francisco culture and all that comes with that, but really some smart people, and they want to be successful. And, you know, success in this organization means something different for all the different groups. You know, salespeople want to sell stuff that meets their customer needs, and the developers want to have a whole lot of people using their product and thinking that it's the best. And that's, you know, what we're focused on. I would love to hear back from your audience, you know, what they think about some of the products that they see coming out here in the near term. We've got some great stuff coming out in 2015. And anybody that wants to share any information with me, is it okay if I give my email address?
Oh, please. That's usually my last question. Is there? How can people find out more about Sauce Labs, and how can they contact you?
They can contact me directly either on my cell phone, 949-293-2368, or my email address is cramsey@saucelabs.com. And I am open to hearing good, bad, whatever. I want to know. I really want this company to be seen as a success for our customers and a value to the industry. And I want to hear from anybody that wants to talk to me.
That's crazy, Charles. You just gave your phone number out to the whole audience. So that's awesome. I hope you get some good feedback.
I hope I do too.
Thanks, Charles, for your Sauce Labs automation awesomeness. For links to everything of value that we talked about in this episode, head on over to testtalks.com/50. And while you're there, make sure to click on the More Info link under the Sauce Labs exclusive sponsor section to learn about all the must-have products and services that Sauce Labs offers. Also, for the past week, I've received some incredible email feedback from Daniel Klodzig and Rob Ewan. These emails were so good that I had to print them out and highlight all their awesomeness suggestions. This type of feedback is golden, and I really appreciate it. So thanks again, Dan and Rob. You are both awesome. Actually, based on this feedback, I just wanted to mention that I do appreciate ratings and reviews in iTunes, but iTunes is not the only place where you can listen to Test Talks. Be sure to check out Test Talks on Stitcher Radio at Stitcher.com. And you can also download their Stitcher Radio for Podcast app on Google Play or in the iOS App Store. And as always, you can listen to all the episodes directly on testtalks.com. So talking about iTunes, I did receive a review from David M. Bush, a test-driven developer advocate who enjoys some of the more TDD developer-centric episodes of Test Talks. I've been trying to pick out topics that both QA testers and developers would find useful. So thanks for your feedback. So that's it for this episode of Test Talks. I'm Joe, and my mission is to help you succeed with automation awesomeness. As always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.